resource we tinamati madai uri po masikati ano unishukuru tinamato
kuratidza nokusimudza ruoko rwako kuna Ishe.
And ensure the same by raising your hand unto the Lord.
Tenda Mwari vari pakati pedu.
We believe that the Lord is in our midst.
Akavimbisa mushoko ravo.
Promised in his word.
Vanoungana vaviri kana vatatu muzita rangu ndichange ndiripo pakati pavo.
That where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there in their midst.
Hallelujah. Baba vedu muri kumusoro kudenga. Tinotsoka zvakare pamberi pousu wenyu panguva ino. Tendai kutitungamirira kuti tive tinouya mukati memba yenyu kuti tizokushumirai nokunzwa kutaura kwenyu. Tiri kuimba kuti zvirokwazvo Mweya Mutsvene tinokukokai munzvimbo ino. Imi samasimba, imi munoziva zvinhu zvose, tinokupai nzvimbo yenyu masikati ano kuti Ishe muuye nokutaura nehana dzedu. Tinobuda mukati memba ino tikoti zvakanaka sei kuva mukati memba yaMwari. Tinoziva kuti nguva yose pamunouya Ishe munozivikanwa neunhu hwenyu. Muri mupodzi wezvirwere zvose, muri mupi wezvipo zvakarurama, uye zvakare munodzoreredza. Kukumbirai masikati ano zvikava chinhanho chipi chine vana venyu kunai vasimudza maoko vane zvikumbiro zvavainazvo. Tinotisanganai navo tenzi Ishe, hakuna mumwe watingapa mbiri kunze kwenyu. Shoko renyu makatotaurai mukati kugwinya kwenyu hamuna wamunogoverane naye. Ndosaka imi Ishe mukasauya nokubatsira vana venyu nokurwira vana venyu. Ndianiko wavangazopa mbiri kuti dai asiri ningi? Tinoziva kuti ndimi munotiitira zvose tenzi. Tichisvika zvakare pakuparidzwa kweshoko renyu, tinotizururai hana dzedu kushoko renyu tenzi. Makataura mukati shoko renyu imbeu, rikawira imivhu rakanaka, rinobereka zvakafanira. Zvakafanana naro ndomurau Ishe makanaka wokubereka. Tinonamata kuti shoko renyu riwane nzvimbo yakagadzirwa Ishe mukati mehana dzedu, rigowanika richipukira nokuzviratidza. Patinopedza shumiro ino tinoti tose zvakanaka sei kuva mukati meupo hwaMwari. Todzokera kudzimba dziri tichiro kwazvo Mwari wataura nesu, Mwari wapindura mibvunzo, Mwari wabvisa mutoro, Mwari wandibata, Mwari wandidzoreredza. Tinokumikidza nekuisa zvose izvi mumaoko enyu nemuzita rinokosha zita rechokudu Jesu Kristu vana venyu vachati
amen.
Haleluya. Tipei ichi chipo chokuombera masikati
ano. Give the Lord a clap offering this afternoon.
Amen. Tigare zvinhu pasi.
Take our seats.
Tinoda kukwazisai mose masikati ano muzita rechokudu Jesu Kristu. Amen.
I'd like to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this afternoon.
Vara kuva mukati memba yaMwari masikati ano.
Happy to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon.
Amen. Ndine chiziviso chomuenza ari pakati pedu.
There is a visitor notice
from Brother Chipendo.
From Brother Chipendo
says we have Mrs. Matli Mahachi in service today.
Anzitina Mrs. Matli Mahachi service nasi.
May the good Lord speak to her in a special way.
Ishe vataura navo nenzira yakatsaurwa.
Amen. Tichakumbira Mrs. Mahachi vasimuke tivacherechedze masikati ano.
Requesting Mrs. Mahachi to stand.
Amen. Tinofara kuva nemi.
Happy to have you.
Garage ni pass.
You may take your seat.
Amen. So tine vamwe here vayenzi vauya kutanga vane masitasi nakunzwa kunomberi tichakumbira musimuke tichicherechedzewo zvakare.
If you have visitors here for the first time, we will request you to stand so that we recognize you in church.
Vauya kutanga vari here vamwe.
If you are here for the first time.
Okay.
We thank the Lord.
Amen. Because it knows what I'm calling my dadzir pakati pedu.
I know that there is a certain sister in our midst.
Amen. Asi kana tikatikane nekusimuka.
She really finds it difficult to stand.
Yes, no fara kure nao.
But happy to have her.
Uyo zvakare pane muenzo wavauya naye.
She's also brought a visitor along with her.
Miss Nindiri Kuzivai.
I know both of you. And I know you are in service this afternoon. May the Lord bless you and welcome you with gladness.
Right. Pastors Pano, Pastor Mkwesha, Pastor Cliff Kanyemba.
Happy to have our pastors, Pastor Cliff Kanyemba, Pastor Mkwesha.
Amen.
Also, we thank the Lord for wonderful singing.
Amen.
I love good singing.
Amen. No, tanga tanga.
I remember when we were starting.
Tikati vano cherecheza kuti mara akavapa kukwanisa kuimba nekuridza.
We said that if you recognize that God bestowed on you a gift of playing instruments or singing.
Atizomira munzira yenyu.
We will not stand in your way. We actually believe that singing itori shumiro complete in its own right.
Amen. So we'll
do our bit that gift which is in you be made manifest. We may not have top class instruments, but we are purposed to look for instruments that would help you manifest that gift.
Amen.
We may stand to our feet.
Tivorei ma Bible zedu kuna Hebrews chapter 6
to Hebrews 6.
Hebrews chapter 6.
Let's go to the book of Hebrews 6.
Verse 1 to 6.
Ndima 1 kusvika ndima 6.
Right. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God.
Naizvozvo ngatisiyei zviga zvedzidziso yaKristu. Ngatifambirei mberi kuenda mukukwaniswa, tisingatangizve kutsveta nheyo dzekutendeuka kubva kumabasa akafa asi uye nedzekutenda muna Mwari.
Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
Nedzedzidziso yekubhabhatidza nedzekuturika maoko nedzekumuka kwevakafa nedzekutonga kweziyenda nakuyenda.
And this will we do if God permit.
Izvi tichaita kana Ishe vakatendera.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Nekuti hazvikwanisiki kuti kune avo vakamboona chiedza uye vakaitwa vadyi vechipo chemweya mutsvene.
And have tasted the good word of God and of the powers of the world to come.
Vakaravira shoko rakanaka raMwari nemasimba enyika inouya.
If they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame.
Kana vachinge vambotsauka kuzova mutsidzira pacha zvakare kukutendeuka nekuti tinoona kuti vanenge vakurovera mwanakomana waMwari pacha uye vachimunyadzisa pachena.
Amen. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. We may take our seats.
Ishe vakomborere kuverengwa kweshoko ravo kare edu pasi.
Now Paul here is speaking of going to perfection.
Paulo ari kutaura pano kufambira mberi kuinda mukukwaniswa.
Amen. He is not talking to the new born in Christ.
Haazi kutaura kune vachangozvarwa muna Kristu.
He is not talking to those who have just come into Christ, those who have just repented.
Haazi kutaura kune avo vachangopinda muna Kristu kana avo vachangobva kutendeuka.
When they repent, We tell them about the principles of the doctrine of Christ, the ABCs. Amen. We'll tell them after you've repented, you get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because Christ said the repentance and the remission of sins should be preached in His name. And He gave a commission to the believers, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. And then we tell them to live a clean life. We tell them to be a Christian means to be Christ-like. So if you are Christ-like, then you don't steal, you don't cheat, you don't commit adultery, you live a clean life. Amen. Now he's saying to the believers, let's leave the principles. Amen. The basics. Or the elementary stage, he says, let us go on unto perfection. Now, not that these are not important, no. Amen. These are all important matters which we expect you to have gone past. These are the obvious things to someone who calls himself a Christian. Amen. This is why Paul is saying, living right the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on unto perfection. You know, when a child is born, it goes through stages of growth. You say now it can sit on its own. Now it's crawling. Now it can stand. Then it starts to walk. Right? Then it's running. These are all developing stages. And then you start teaching that little boy certain things. Now you are watching the child's growth. Amen. You don't expect it to remain a baby. Amen. It must come to maturity. This is why he says in Hebrews chapter
5,
for when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. That's verse 12. And are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Amen. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, spiritually mature. Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. Back to chapter 6, Paul goes on to say, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance. Now, when we go to the natural Exodus,
tikatarisa pakubuda kwepanyama.
Amen. That was Israel leaving Egypt and going to the promised land.
Israel payakabuda muEgypt ichinda munyika ichipikirwa.
So there were three stages of their journey.
Paive nenhano nhatu dzerwendo rwavo.
Israel coming out of Egypt.
Israel ichibuda muEgypt.
Israel in the wilderness.
Israel iri murenje.
Then Israel in the promised land.
Israel yamunyika ichipikirwa.
And we the church are the spiritual Israel.
Isusu kereke tiri Israel pamwe.
We also have three stages that we go through to be born again.
Tine nhano nhatu dzatinofamba kuti zvarwe patsva.
Israel coming out of Egypt.
Israel ichibuda muEgypt.
Is a type of the believer coming out of the world.
Mufananidzo womutenda achibuda munyika.
Accepting Christ as your savior.
Amen.
And then that's your justification. Amen. Because Egypt is a type of the world that you come out of. And then the second stage, Israel in the wilderness, is a type of the believer going through the stage of sanctification. Amen. Being cleansed from spirits of lust, spirits of hatred, spirits of malice, amen, meanness, uncleanliness, desire to smoke, drinking beer, amen, all those things. Amen. Right. And then the third stage, Israel in the promised land,
Israel
is a type of the believer receiving the Holy Ghost.
Because
Canaan represents the Holy Ghost.
Canaan.
Now you are a new creature in Christ. Amen. So just like when a child is born, you see, there's three things that constitute a birth. Amen. Mothers know this. That water comes first. Amen. And then blood. And then thirdly, life. A child is born into the world. So you are justified. You are sanctified. Then you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost to be a new creature in Christ. Amen. Now we are continuing with our subject on the third pool and the rainbow trout. We are trying to find where we can leave this subject for a while.
Amen.
And go into other things. Amen. But not closing the subject. No, you can't close it, Brother
Chipendo.
Amen. We received an open book. I mean, so you can't close it. The problem with the Jews is that they were handed a closed book. Remember when Christ went into the synagogue and he was given the scroll of
Isaiah.
He opened. Amen. He found where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He found. So that means after searching. He wasn't just looking for a scripture to read from. No. He was looking for a particular scripture. So after searching, he found where it was written about he himself. Amen. The problem is, you read about other people. Where
it's
written about somebody else. Now that doesn't help you. That's yesterday's manna. That's history. We want to read what's written about us. Because that's where life is. That's the light. The light of the age. So he found where it was written about himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And after reading, he closed the book and handed it to the priest. That was the unfortunate part. That the priest was handed a closed book. Amen. This is why They could not see him. They could not receive him. You only receive after you identify who he is.
So
even after he thoroughly identified himself with the scriptures, they could not receive him. Amen. Even after he told them, after reading, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Why? Because they were handed a closed book. And it's still closed to the Jews. Amen. But it's going to be opened. Amen. But you remember Paul telling us, I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery that blindness in part is happened to the Jews until the fullness of the Gentiles become in, and all Israel shall be saved. So the book is going to be opened to them, but for now it is closed. But Revelation 10 tells us, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, a rainbow over his head, his face as it were the sun, his feet as pillars of fire, and he had in his hand a little book open. Amen. So we will not close the book. We leave it open. And just go into something else. So we can always go back to it. Amen. So what are we saying, brother, sister? Read yourself in the scriptures. That's the secret. Amen. Amen. He went straight to the scripture we saw the other day. Even that he himself, the word, quoting the word of himself, the word in flesh, quoting the word of the letter. Amen. Now here the prophet says, he relates, you know, a story. He says, I was told a little story once.
He
says in the message, pardon. He says, it helped me a lot. There was a boy that was kidnapped in the early days. I suppose all of you has taken Bible history and taken the history of the church. I believe it was the Nicaea fathers or the life of St. Patrick. You know, it says that was just a name given to him. His name was Sakat. And he was kidnapped by a bunch of sea rovers and he was hired out to be a hog raiser. And the story goes that this kid was kidnapped and taken aboard of a ship. And he was working his way. And the old captain, you know, taken sick one day and was just ready to die. And he was so sick, way out on the sea. And the old fellow with his gray beard laying in his cabin. And he called his hands, his deck man, said, is there a Bible among you? Right. Said, when I was a child, I had a Christian raising. I'm dying. And man, I don't want to die like this. Have you got the word of God? Any man here has got the word of God. Finally, way back in the bunch of men, a little boy stood up.
He
said, say I have a Bible, I'm a Christian, I pack it with me.
Amen. I'm not going
to go to the Bible. Amen. Cannot mark that in the Bible. Amen.
Yeah, we don't know how many are really moving with their Bibles, yeah, the printed ones.
Because, you know, eventually we must come to that.
So, you know, yeah, we appreciate that at some point we must become the Bible. When they take Bibles from us, it's written that they will take the Bible. But by that time, the Bible will be us. We will be walking Bibles.
Amen. That's
what we are becoming. Whilst we eat the Bible, we are eating the Word of God. We are becoming the Word. That's why Paul says, we are written epistles. So people must read scriptures of you.
Amen. But this little boy says, I pack it with me. He said, come here, sonny. Do you mean you pack a Bible? Said yes. Said my mother and father was Christians. And I gave my life to Christ when I was just a teeny little fellow. I've packed his word with me wherever I go. I put it upon my heart and it's been in my heart. Said, read me something out of this son before I die. And the little fellow turned over to Isaiah 53, verse
5.
It reads like this. Now he was reading. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with these stripes we are healed. And when he had said that, the old captain said, can you read on? The little boy said, may I comment here? The old captain said to the lad, go ahead, son. Say on. He said, my Christian mother, before I was taken from her, you know, he was kidnapped, eh? You know, she used to read that scripture to me so much. And you know the way she read it. The old captain said, no, son, I would like to hear the way your Christian mother read it. He said, here is the way she read it. He was wounded for willy prot transgressions. He was bruised for willy prot iniquity. The chastisement of Willy Prut was upon him. And with his stripes, Willy Prut was healed. Amen. Is that what you are doing, brother, sister? Hallelujah. When the old captain said, I like that.
Said,
oh, if my name could only be read in there. Said, you think you could do it, son? He said, I will try it. He was wounded for John Quast's transgression. Now that was the name of the captain, eh? He was wounded for John Quast's transgression. He was bruised for John Quast's iniquity. The chastisement of John Quast's peace was upon him.
kwekuti John Coates ave norugare.
As we are reading, brother, sister, I believe you are also putting your name there. Because watch what happened. And with his stripes, John Coates was healed. With the tears running down his beard, he said, fetch me my clothes. Jesus Christ has healed me. I give my life to him. Amen. Says, oh friend. Now this is the prophet. Oh friend.
Shamari.
If you can only read your name in there. If I can read my name. He was wounded for William Branham's transgression. He was bruised. Not the church. Not the key creed, but he was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. With his stripes, William Branham was healed. Oh, if we can just read our name into scripture. Really means it. That's what does it. Read your name into it.
Make
say receiving. Amen. A pardoning. For when we realize that he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, I mean the woman of
Memphis,
Auntie Jemima, he said to the prophet, ever read about the Shunammite woman? She said, I is like her.
She
put her name. She read her name. Oh my. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Amen. From the messenger to the bride. Amen. Because the messenger brought a message.
Amen.
Not a message.
But
the message. Amen. The messenger
Mutuma
thoroughly identified with the scriptures. Amen. John the Baptist. After introducing the bride to the groom, John chapter
3,
you yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. As John the Baptist
was sent before
the first coming of Christ. So your
Christ.
Message,
Nemil.
You William Aaron Branham, message will forerun his second coming. So John says, you yourselves are witnesses. I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that
hath
the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom,
as Shamari Emwenga,
when he standeth and heareth him,
Paino Mira Yonzwa,
rejoices greatly
Ino Fara Zaganyari
because of the bridegroom's voice.
Nekuda kwe is Girechko.
And then John says, this my joy therefore is fulfilled.
No kudaro mufaro wang uno zatkis kwa ipapa.
John.
John,
a friend of the bridegroom.
Shamwari Yechikom.
Amen. William Branham.
William Branham.
A friend of the bridegroom.
Shamwari Yechikom.
After introducing the bride to the groom,
Sure Meku Zivisa Mwenga Kuchikom.
He says, the friend of the bridegroom,
Hans Shamwari Yechikom,
which standeth and heareth him,
Inomira ichinzwa chikomba
rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.
Inotofara kunzwa inzwi rechikomba.
So it's not the messenger's voice.
Harisi izwi
rechikomba. It's not John's voice now.
Harisi izwi
rechikomba. It's the bridegroom's voice.
Izwi rechikomba.
And says, "This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled."
Zvikanzi mufaro wangu unosatisfy papa.
He must increase and I must decrease. Amen. And then the prophet tells us, now the bride has the mind of
Christ.
Amen. Now the bride has the mind of Christ. For she knows what he was done with the word.
Kuti Kristo anoda kuti kuitwe ine shoko.
The message.
Maridzo shoko.
Will the bride have a ministry?
Mwenga uchava neshumiro here?
It says this is what is going on now.
Zvikanzi shumiro yacho ndoiri kutofambira mberi yezvino.
After she received the message from the messenger.
Sure mekugamuchira shoko kubva kuchikomba.
After Mary received the visitation from Gabriel.
Maria sure mekugamuchira kushanyirwa.
And he gave her the message.
Ndokutambidzwa shoko.
She said,
akati,
be it unto me
ngazvive kwandiri
according to thy word.
Maringe neshoko renyu.
Gabriel came with a message.
Gabriel akauya neshoko.
Gabriel came with the message.
Akauya neshoko riya rakarehwa.
And when Mary received the message,
Maria akamuchira shoko irori.
Says immediately conception took place.
Ipapo akabata pamuviri.
Amen. It was the messenger's word.
Rangariri basa.
The prophet's message.
Muibaritso yomuprofita.
But it was not his word.
Asi rangarisiri shoko rake.
John said.
John akati.
John 3:34. For he whom God hath sent.
Nekuti iye akatumwa naMwari.
Speaketh the words of God.
Anotaura shoko raMwari.
So it's not the messenger's words.
Harisi shoko
remtumwa. He speaks God's word.
Anotaura shoko raMwari.
He is only a mouthpiece.
Iye iwamanda chete.
That's why he's called an angel.
Ndosaka achidzi mutumwa.
A messenger.
Ngirozi.
He carries a message.
Akatakura shoko.
But when he comes,
panouya.
He is so one with his message.
Anenge ari umwe chete nemharidzo yake.
Until the messenger and the message are one.
Kusvikira mutumwa nemharidzo yake vanoita chinhu chimwe.
Yes, I'm quoting.
Chinokorwa.
Until the messenger and the message are one.
Kusvikira mutumwa neshoko rake
vanoita chinhu chimwe.
Kusvikira vanhu.
Sometimes fail to distinguish.
Dzimwe
nguva. Or separate the two.
Vanotadza kupatsanura pakati pemutumwa neshoko rake.
Amen. And the prophet said,
Prophet anoti,
after some critics came to him,
nekuti paine vekutsoropodza vakauya kwaari.
You know, some people,
vamwe vanhu,
are saying you are Christ.
Kuvanhu vari kuti muri Kristu kaimimi.
And you know what the prophet said?
Unoziva zvakataurwa neprofita.
They are not far from the truth.
Zvikati havana kuyaya kucheyama zvavo kupamba chokwadi.
He did not say they are devil possessed.
Haana kuboti vakazara
madhimoni. No.
Aiwa.
He said they are not far from the truth.
Havana kuyaya kurasika zvavo.
Vazongotadza kupatsanura.
They just failed to separate.
But chinhu chavakwanisa kucherechedza.
But what they managed to recognize
is Christo.
Is that Christ?
Amen. Christo sezvaari.
Christ himself
bodhini.
He is using me.
Sezva akaita.
The way that he did.
Akafamba panyika pano.
When he walked on this earth.
Kusvikironzwa muprofita achitaura.
Until we hear the prophet say.
Kuti he has achieved more.
Akakwanisa kuita zvizhinji.
Christ has achieved more.
Kristo akaita zvizhinji. Mushumiro yangu.
Than he did in his earthly ministry.
Kuti ari mushumiro yake iye panyika.
So it was Christ.
Anga ari Kristo.
In the prophet.
Ari muprofita.
They said they are not far from the truth.
Hanza vana kunyaya kurasika zvavo kubva
pachokwadi. But people, then they failed to distinguish.
Vangotadza chete kupatsanura. Vatadza chete kupatsanura.
Amen. The Ethiopian eunuch.
Ethiopian.
Amen. Yes. Reading from the book of Isaiah.
Achiverenga kubva mubhuku raIsaya.
Asks Philip. He asks, you know, Philip.
Akabvunza Philip.
Is he talking of himself or of another?
Zvikanzi apapa arikutaura pamusoro pezvake rapa kana kuti arikutaura pamusoro pezvemumwe.
Isaiah speaking of himself or of another.
Zvikati apa Isaiah aitaura
nezvake. And from there
kubva ipapo
Philip preached Jesus.
Philip akaparidza Jesu.
Amen. So the prophet has come and gone.
Profeta akauya akaenda.
We don't worship William Branham.
Hatina mati William Branham.
Amen. We know his place.
Tinoziya nzvimbo
yake. He's a prophet messenger.
Inhume ari muprofita.
He came with the message.
Akauya neshoko.
Amen. So he's come and gone.
Akauya akaenda.
But with the message that he brought.
Asi shoko rakauya naro tinaro.
Amen. So he preached this message.
Akaparidza maridzo.
Recognizing your day and his message.
Kucherechedza zuva rako neshoko rezuva rako.
Now that's very important, brothers.
Zvakakosha hama.
Recognizing your day and his message.
Kugona kucherechedza zuva rako neshoko rezuva rako.
And we saw last Sunday.
Tikaona svondo yapera.
He was asking.
Akachipfunza.
In the message this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Mumaridzo iri that's uno shoko
era zvatsikisa. Where are we at in this Abrahamic age?
Hanzi tiri pachinano chipi muchizvarwa ichi chaAbraham?
Where are we in this great time we are standing?
Tiri munguva ipi? Munguva inohombe yatakamira pairi.
This great hour that we are living in.
Nguva hombe yatiri kurarama imairi.
Amen. In this great hour.
Munguva inohombe.
But where are we at?
Asi munguva iyo iyi tiri papi mukati menguva iyo iyi?
So you have to recognize the changes of dispensations.
Unofanirwa kucherechedza panosanduka ibiganhu yenguva.
Then you know what to expect.
Unogona kuziva kuti
what to look for.
Ndakutarisira chii?
What is promised for the age that we are living in?
Chakavimbiswa chii muchizvarwa chauri kurarama iwewe?
Brother, people can be faithful.
Vanhu vanogona kutendeka hama.
That's not all it takes.
Haingozi nyaya yekuti watendeka.
Look at the disciples of John.
Tarisa vadzidzi vaJohn.
Faithful followers.
Vakatendeka.
But his dispensation was over.
Asi vanga vakatendeka mumuganhu wenguva wanga wapfuura.
Amen. You know the prophet says that.
Profeta ndozvanotaura.
Amen. His time was over.
Nguva yake
John when his time was over.
Saka nguva yake panga pfuura.
John the Baptist was now a denomination.
Yeah. John mubhabhatidza ranga ratoo sangano papaya.
But they were faithful followers of him.
Asi manje vadzidzi vaJohn vanga vari vadzidzi vakatendeka vachiteera John.
John chapter 3. Yes, John 3. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea.
Zvino kwezvinhu izvi Jesu akauya achibuda munyika yeJudea.
And there he tarried with them and baptized.
Akagara navo akavabhabhatidza.
That's John 3 verse 22.
John 3:22.
He came to the land of Judea.
Akauya munyika yeJudea.
There he tarried with them.
Ndokumbogaramo navo.
And baptized.
Achibhabhatidza.
But of course we know in another synoptic gospel says though it wasn't him baptizing but his disciples.
Mune rimwe rema vangeri foi yekutanga munozonzi sandi Jesu aibhabhatidza.
Asi zvakaibhabhatidza.
Sandi Jesu aibhabhatidza.
Asi vanga vadzidzi vake.
Vadzidzi vake ndo vaibhabhatidza.
Amen. Saka zviri kunzi iye akabhabhatidza nokuti ndiye aitaura nevadzidzi kuti vabhabhatidze.
So here it's being said he was baptizing because he was communing with the disciples telling them to baptize.
Amen. Right. And John also was baptizing in Enon. Yes, Salim.
John I baptiza ari ku Enon uko achit.
Here Christ is baptizing.
Para pa Kristu ari ku baptiza.
And in another place there John is also baptizing.
Kune imwe nzvimbo ko John ari ku baptiza.
Because there was much water there.
Nekuti kwaka kuine mvura
yepa. And they came and were baptized.
Vanhu vaienda vachibhabhatidzwa.
So you see brother sister
Murukona amanzvadzi.
John is baptizing.
John ari kubhabhatidza.
Right? Christ is baptizing.
Kristu ari kubhabhatidza.
Right. Right. For John was not yet cast into prison.
John anga achigere kuiswa mutirongo.
This time he was not yet cast into prison.
Anga achigere kuiswa mutirongo.
But remember, he is the one who had identified Christ to the believers.
Rangarira ndiye anga agona kuratidza vatendi kuti uyu ndiye Kristu.
He is baptizing.
Arukubhabhatidza.
Right? Christ, after being introduced to the people,
Christ aziviswa kuvanhu.
He is baptizing.
Arukubhabhatidzawo.
Right. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying.
Zvino pakasimuka mibvunzo pamusoro pekucheneswa pakati pevadzidzi vaJohani nevamwe va nemuwo vaJudha.
So John still had some followers, eh?
Saka John aive nevamwe vaimutevera.
Now this is important, brother, sister.
Zvakakosha izvava.
Amen. Dai mwari akatibatsira kuti handizoni ngazvipresente sei.
I don't know how I can present it,
but this is so important, brother, sister.
Zvakakosha izvava.
They came unto John.
Vakauya kuna John.
And said unto him.
Vakati kwaari.
Rabbi.
Rabbi.
He that was with thee beyond Jordan.
Uya uya. Anga ainemi mhiri kweJordan.
To whom thou bearest witness.
Uya wamakambo pupurira.
Behold the same baptizer.
Tarisai iye ari kubhabhatidzawo.
And all men come to him.
Uye vanhu vese vakuinda kwaari.
So vanhu vakatonzwa John the Baptist.
People heard John the Baptist.
Achitaura pamusoro paKristo.
Talking about Christ.
Hero gwayana ramwe rinobvisa zvivi zvenyika.
Behold at the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Achitaura kuti shamwari yechikomba inofara kunzwa inzwi rechikomba.
They heard him say the friend of the bridegroom rejoiceth to hear the voice of the bridegroom.
Ini ndinofanira kudzikira iye achikwirira.
I must decrease so that he might increase. They heard it.
Amen. But vateveri vanhu vaJohn vanaye.
But still the followers of John followed John.
Uya wamakapupurira.
That one that you were testifying about.
Ari kubhabhatidzawo.
He is also baptized.
Uye vanhu vari kumuteera.
And many men are following him.
Akutitorera vanhu.
Yeah, the story there was he is now taking congregants from us.
But brother, sister,
Amanjad,
there were some who were quick to identify the change of dispensation.
Kucherechedza miganhu yenguva.
Amen. Right, go back to John chapter 1.
Dzokera kuna John 1.
Verse 35.
Pandima 35.
Again the next day.
Tevere zuva
raitevera. After John stood.
Sure bekuke John amira.
And two of his disciples.
Ndevaviri vadzidzi vake.
Looking upon Jesus as he walked, said.
Vakatarisa pana Jesu achifamba vakati.
Behold the Lamb of God.
Tarisai gwayana raMwari.
Now this was John.
Ndi John.
This was the second, the following day.
Ndoranga riri chiri chifumi.
Eh? With his disciples.
Aina vadzidzi vake.
Two of his disciples. He saw Jesus walking. He said again, behold the Lamb of God. And verse 37. And two disciples heard him speak. And they followed Jesus.
So they realized that, man, your time here is up.
Amen. When they heard John say this,
pavakanzwa John achitaura izvi.
Amen. Eh? They left following John.
Vakatosiya kutevera
John. And followed Jesus.
Ndokutevera Jesus.
But you go to chapter 3.
Asi taku chapter
3. There were still some faithfuls.
Kune vamwe vakavakatendeka kuna John.
Faithfuls.
Vakatendeka kuna John.
Faithfuls.
Oh, mapenzi asakatendeka.
Mapenzi bakutenda. Amen. Faithfuls.
Mapenzi.
This is what Christ said unto them.
Ndo zvakataurwa naKristu.
Fools.
Mapenzi.
Slow of heart.
Buchinonoka.
To believe what the prophets spoke.
Kutenda zvakataurwa nevaprofita.
One of the two which heard John speak.
Mumwe wavaviri akanzwa John achitaura.
And he followed him.
Ndokumutevera.
Was Andrew.
Angari Andrew.
Simon Peter's brother.
Mukoba wa Simon Peter.
Muri kutoona vadzidzi vacha. Vakunozoverenga kunzi vadzidzi vaJesu.
Those that were later numbered amongst
the. Mumwe wetu vacho akanzwa John.
One of the two who heard John.
Eh? akanga ari mudisciple wa John.
Who was John's disciple?
Akanzwa akabva atanga kutera John. Jesus Christ.
Who had and started following Jesus Christ.
Akanga ari Andrew.
It was Andrew,
brother ya Simon Peter.
Brother to Simon Peter.
So Andrew was a disciple of John.
Andrew, I
but when he noticed the change
John
of dispensation, he left following John and followed Jesus.
John,
and you go to verse 41.
Point up verse 41.
He finded his own brother Simon.
Simon.
And he said, we have found the Messiah,
Messiah,
which is being interpreted the Christ.
Work had already started there.
Amen. So you know, pani mtsauko.
There is a difference.
Amen. Wakutaura munhu chokwadi.
Be telling someone the truth.
Can you just say chakaba tachis chokwadi?
If you know that what is
wrong,
what is wrong.
No, that's not proselyting, brother, sister.
Akusi.
That's not proselytizing. No.
Akusi kutorera vanhu vanhu vavo kana tichipupurira vanhu chokwadi.
Amen. First to his brother.
Chekutanga akaenda kumukoma wake.
Yes. Unofa kuvana hanyana nehamadzako.
You know, you must care for your brother, for
do your parts.
Ita chikamchako.
Amen. Vanozoya vane nguva yaMwari.
Yes, they will come at God's time.
Asiwe tikachikamchako.
But do your bits.
Akatanga kuenda kuna brother vake.
He started by going to his brother. He said, I know we found him.
Amen. Verse 43, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee.
Jesus,
he finded Philip,
Philip
and said unto him, follow me. Amen. You go to verse 45.
Verse 45.
Philip findeth Nathanael.
Philip don't want Nathanael.
And said unto him,
don't go on.
We have found him,
Tamuona,
of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write.
Moses prophet.
But there were some
who
remained with John.
Vakangoramba chitera John.
Hatinga si church yemadzitete guru.
No, we can't leave the church that our fathers was baptized
into.
Ndo
church yasekuru.
It's a family church. My father and grandfather who attended this church were commissioned in this church, and I'm not leaving this church.
That
is what gets hold of people. They fail to recognize kuti muganhu wenguva wasanduka.
So even when John was cast into prison,
kunyangwe John bakakandwa mutirongo,
you find some faithfuls. Yeah.
Mapenzaya ekutenda.
They were waiting for his release.
Anga akachamirira kuti panozobudira ipapo.
You know, they would visit him in the prison.
Vaito mushanyira kujeri.
We saw before he was cast into prison, he was baptizing,
But in
Matthew chapter 11.
Matthew 11.
Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ.
John. Akati anzwa mabasa aKristu ari mutirongo.
Now he was in prison,
Anga mutirongo.
He sent two of his disciples.
Akatuma vaviri vadzidzi vake.
Those faithfuls who would visit him.
Mapenzi aye pakutenda akaimushanyira.
Amen. You know, azvimbotaronzi no chiregai kuti teera ini chiteera iwe. John akangotaura kuti tarirego yana raMwari.
It was never said that no, look guys, stop following me. Follow that one. John simply says, behold the Lamb of God. There is no one who's going to tell you that. Because if you are told bluntly like that, you will say, it's them who told me to stop.
This has to be a
revelation.
It has to be revealed to you. So,
they came.
Ndokubva tumasvikanze endai.
Then they were told, no, you must go. And ask, are you the Christ?
Now John, because his time was over.
John,
he had done his work. Thoroughly identified with the scriptures. He did it to the letter.
akazviita kusvika
Kristo vakazotaura
until Christ said,
vakati ndiani kwamakaenda kunoona
and said who did you go to see
achitaura paJohn
talking about John
but nekuda kuti John basa ranga apedza
because John had done his work
the prophet says
Profitanot.
The eagle's eyes got filmed over
maziso echapukwichi akatanga kuona madzengerere
he is the one who had bore witness
dear aka apa chapupu
behold the lamb of god
akapupura kutarisa
kana ramari
uyu ndiye kristo
but now he is sending disciple his disciples
as if you know akutumira vadzidzi
vake go and ask him
kuti indai munomuvhudza
are you the one
kuti ndiwe here
are you the christ
ndiwe here kristo
or we look for another
kana kuti titsvake mumwe
you see now he was a dead denomination
rangara sangano rangarafa
The eagle eyes got filmed over.
Maziso echapungu akati akuona madzengerere.
Amen. But kunenge vakangotendeka.
But there were those who were faithful.
Vakabatira pasangano ravo.
Who were holding on to their denomination.
Jesus answered and said unto them,
Jesu akapindura akati kwavari,
Go and show John again these things which you do hear and see.
Imimi endai munoratidza Johani zvinhu zvamuri kuona pano.
Vakanga vakatendeka.
They were faithful
until he was beheaded.
Kusvikira achochekwa musoro.
Pamwe ndipo vakatanga kuchifunga.
Maybe that's when they came to a realization.
Ende kumurume uya akaterwa nana Andrew.
But hey, maybe let's go to that gentleman whom Andrew followed.
Because John wanga akabatira kwaari anga asipa azofa.
Because the John that they were holding on to was now dead.
That's the problem with Luther or his followers.
Don't I'm going to Luther kana vateveri vake.
So not Luther himself but his followers.
Vateveri va Luther.
They failed to recognize the pillar of fire had moved.
Vakatadza kucherechedza kuti shongo yemoto yanga yafambira
mberi.
Zvimwezvo
nemahwisiri.
Zvimwezvo nemapentecostal.
Brother, it's important.
Zvakakosha hama.
You go to Acts chapter 18.
Unoona kuna mabasa 18.
A certain Jew named Apollos.
Bumwe muJudha ainzi Apollo.
Born at Alexandria.
Anga akazvarwa paAlexandria.
The Bible says an eloquent man.
Hanzi murume aitaura zvekutsetseka.
Mighty in the scriptures.
Anga aine hudzamu mumagwaro.
He came to Ephesus.
Akasvika paEphesus.
This man was instructed in the way of the Lord.
Anga akarairwa munzira dzashe.
And being fervent in the spirit.
Uye akadzika mumweya.
He spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord.
Akataura uye akadzidzisa zvakatsetseka zvinhu zvaMwari.
Knowing only the baptism of John.
Zvese izvaizviita achingoziva chete rubhabhatidzo rwaJohn.
You see that?
Muri kuzviona here?
Aquila and Priscilla attended his meeting.
Aquila la Priscilla vakaenda kumusangano wemurume uyu.
Ah, tinodaro.
We do that.
Ah, timbokutyirai.
We don't fear for you.
Kuti manzwa kuti kune hama iri kuparidza apa munoenda.
That is a certain brother is preaching this place. You can go.
Atisunge vanhu izvi.
We don't bind people here.
Kuti tikakunzwa kuti maenda ikoko tokudzingai. Ah, hatiraro.
If we hear that you attended those meetings, we will excommunicate you. No, we don't do that.
Ah, munoenda.
Go.
Votononzwa zvamanzwa.
And hear what you're hearing.
Vakototudzwa kuti hei zvandanzwa.
Maybe you come and tell us.
Zviri kutenda vanhu akomana.
What people are believing out there.
Even but mwana kana kuti handina basa handikwesta zvangu nguva yangu inokosha.
But I can decide that no look, I don't want to waste precious time.
But atimbokusungirira izvi.
But we won't chain you to this.
Because hamusi vanhu vevanhu.
Because you don't belong to people.
Makatenda shoko.
You believed the word
of Mwari.
God's word.
Saka hamuna kusungirwa una brother Mdombo.
So you are not chained to Pastor Mdombo.
Oh, there's no one guys izvozvo. Kuisa vanhu mudanga so.
To fence people and put them in an enclosure.
Kusvikira kune vanhu vasingatombotendwa kuti kune ma message believers kunze kwechurch yavo iyo.
Until we have people who do not believe that outside of their congregation they can be found a message believer.
So Aquila and Priscilla attended his meeting.
Aquila na Priscilla vakaenda kumusangano womurume uyu.
They could see the man was eloquent.
vaigona kuona kuti aiwa murume uyu akadzika.
The man was mighty in scriptures.
Anga akadzika magwaro.
Waigona kubatanidza magwaro.
He could piece together scriptures.
But
asi,
he was not preaching the message of the hour.
Anga asiri kuparidza mharidzo yenguva.
His emphasis was on John the forerunner of Christ.
Airovera hoko pana John uyo aifamba kutungamirira kuuya kwa Kristu.
He did not know
akasikazivi
that Christ
kuti Kristu wacho
John was forerunning.
Uyo aitungamirirwa na John
has already come and gone.
Akatouya akatoenda.
Because they took him unto them.
Hanzi vakamutora vakaenda naye parutivi.
And they expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly.
Ndokunomutsanangurira nzira yaMwari mune nzira yakakwana.
You know, to expound the way of the Lord more perfectly, you know what it is?
Munozvachinoti kutsanangurira munhu nenzira yaMwari zvakakwana.
Is to preach the message of the hour.
Kumuparidzira mharidzo yenguva.
Amen. Showed him the message of the hour.
Vakaburatidza mharidzo yenguva.
This is why in the natural we have seasons.
Ndosaka munyama tine mwaka.
There's planting season.
Mwaka wokudyara.
Amen. Then the seed germinates.
Mbeu yomera.
We have the tassel stage.
Tine danho remuchekechera.
Then the shock.
Toida danho richikwande.
And then you are coming to seed again.
Unenge wakusvika pakudzokera pambeu zvakare.
Now the shock stage.
Danho richikwande.
It looks more like the seed.
Chikwande chakada kutoita sembeu.
But it's not.
Hachizi mbeu.
The shock is only a carrier.
Chikwande ka chinenge chakangotakura.
Amen. The seed is being formed
mbeu iri kuumbwa
inside the shock.
Mukati mechikwande.
Amen. Then you have the seed itself.
Wozova nembeu pachayo.
And that seed
mbeu iyi
goes through ripening stage.
Inopinda mudano reku rekuibva.
Amen. Here the prophet say
pano profita anoti
there is a lot of greenness in that seed.
Mbune kusaibva kwakawanda mbeu.
The seed must lay in the presence of the sun to ripen.
Inofanirwa kurara muhupo hwezuva.
So it is the same plant. It's the same plant going through all these stages.
Chipinda matano akasiyana.
Planting and germination stage.
Kubva pakumera.
Amen. So that's another stage.
Idano iroro.
And in that season,
mumwaka iwoyo.
See, God regulates the heat of the sun.
Mwari anodzoredzera kupisa kwezuva.
It's the same sun.
Izuva
rimwero. But he regulates the heat.
Anodzoredzera kupisa kwaro.
Amen. There's a certain amount of sunlight that's needed in that stage.
Pane huwandu hwakati kuti hwakatarwa hunenge huchidiwa hwezuva panguva iyoyi.
But when you come to ripening stage,
paunosvika padanho rekuibva,
the heat is so strong.
Kupisa kunenge kopisisa.
Why, brother, sister?
Hey, hama.
To remove the water.
Kuburitsa
the moisture in the seed.
Mvura inenge iri mumbeu.
Is the same sun.
Izuva rimwero.
Panguva yekudyarwa nekubuda.
In planting stage.
Izuva rimwe chete.
It's the same sun.
But zvera risiku nyanyopisa.
But that sun is being regulated.
Panguva iyoyo.
That's what the seed requires at that time.
Panguva yekukura.
At the time of growing.
Asi kuti mbeu yakuonekwa.
When we come to a point where you can see the seed.
Amen. Zvera rinobva rapisa.
The sun will be hot and regulated.
Amen. But kupisa ikukauya nguva yekube yekumera kwechivi.
If the same amount of heat had been introduced during germination, that a plant was going to die.
Amen. So it's the same Holy Ghost.
Mweyamuchene ndeumweyo.
The same God.
Mwari ndeumweyo.
So we see these stages.
Tinoona matano aya.
Or phases.
Kana zvinanu.
In any ministry.
Mushumiro ega ega.
Amen. Bible speaks of planting season.
Provilanta ora pamtsoro pekwaka wokudyara.
Amen. And it says two seeds have been planted.
Mbeu mbiri dzakadyarwa.
It speaks of the former and the latter rain.
ataura pamusoro pemvura dzekudyara
nemvura dzekukohwa.
Pane mvura dzekudyara.
And then there's harvest rain.
Pane mvura dzekukohwa.
Now we're not going to that. But I believe this is clear, brother, sister. We saw the three stages in Christ's earthly ministry.
Takamaona matano matatu mushumiro ya Kristu yepanyama.
Amen. In his first pool, Matthew chapter
4,
he was teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all men of sickness, all men of disease among the people, and his fame went throughout all Syria. The Bible says great multitudes followed him. From Galilee,
from Galilee,
from Decapolis,
from Decapolis,
from Jerusalem,
from Jerusalem,
from Judea,
from Judea,
and from beyond Jordan. My. But when he came to the last stage of his ministry, which we saw was the third pool, you don't hear of multitudes. He was no more that young great prophet. Many of his disciples had left him. Amen. Even the 70 which he had called. The prophet calls them the ministerial association. At some stage, at this stage, they left him. And we saw the same thing in Christ's ministry in the prophet. He said, I was a great man when I came to your churches praying for the sick, performing miracles, and I would leave your churches full. But now, why have you closed your doors? Says, even some of my own colleagues, they are saying Brother Branham is washed up.
Brother Branham vapera.
But was he? Amen. That was the climax of his ministry. Amen. You know, Brother Mdombo, now I know this church, I believe he knows Brother Mdombo likes this quotation. But that's not what I'm emphasizing on today. Amen. The first seal. Amen. Paragraph 63. Now what happens as we go along? Here is the plan of it. The first thing happens. There is an announcement in the heavens. Amen. That's the thing that happens first. And says, what happens? A seal is opened. What is that? Hey, brothers, come on. Amen. 6303018, paragraph 63. The first seal. Amen.
Notice what happens.
Right. A seal is opened. What is that? A mystery is unfolded. See? And when a mystery unfolds, then a trumpet sounds. It declares war. A plague falls. And a church age opened. You see that? My. And remember that trumpet. Amen. Musai batanidza nema trumpets to Israel.
Do not put it together with the trumpets to
Israel. Because there are seven trumpets that pertain to Israel.
Pane hwamanda no umwe dzakadondana neva Israel.
But this trumpet is a gospel trumpet.
Ihwamanda yeevhangeri.
Amen. When a mystery unfolds,
amen,
that messenger, he catches it. Amen. A trumpet is blown, a trumpet sounds. It declares war.
yotaura kuti hondo yatanga.
Says a plague falls.
Podona denda.
A church age opened.
Pozaruka.
Says what is the war part?
Hanzi pari kunzi hondo apa panei.
The angel of the church catches the mystery of God.
Mutumwa wekereke anobata chakawanzika chamwari.
Fully yet revealed. But when he does, he catches this mystery of God. And then he goes forth to the people. After the mystery has been given to him, the mystery is given to who? To him. To the angel of the church at Ephesus, right? To the angel of the church at Pergamos, right? To the angel of the church at Smyrna, right? All right, to the seventh. So the mystery is given to him, the messenger. Amen. And then he goes forth to the people.
Sorry,
but can you give me some volume? What does he do out there?
I don't know it.
He begins to proclaim that message. And what does it start? A war. He says a spiritual war. And then God takes his messenger. With the elect of that age,
and
lays them away
asleep.
And then he drops a plague upon them who rejected it.
This
is a temporary judgment. And then after that is over, then it goes on. And they denominate, bring in denomination, starts off with that man's work, like of Wesley and all the rest of them. And then it gets all in a squabble again. And then another mystery comes forth. Then what happened? Another messenger arrives on the earth for a church age.
See,
then when he arrives, the trumpet sounds. He blows a trumpet. Eh? He declares war. And then what happens? Finally, then he is caught away. And then when he is laid away with the elect of his age, then a plague falls, destroys them. Spiritual death hits the church. She is gone. Amen. Says, then he goes on to another one.
He
says, oh, it's a great plan. Now, this is the part that I want.
Paragraph 68.
Until it comes to the last angel. Now, he has no certain mystery. But he gathers up all that's been lost in them other ages.
Anonounganidza zvese zvakapotseka muzvizvarwa zvese.
All the truth that wasn't truly revealed yet.
Zvokwadi yose yanga isati yanyatso zarurwa.
See, as the revelation comes, then he reveals those things in his day. If you want to read it, there it is, Revelation chapter 10. Amen. You'll get it. Alright. Takes the book of seals, breaks them, and shows the seventh angel. Now, he goes to Revelation chapter
10.
The first verse. I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven with a little book open. Another mighty angel come down from heaven. Now that mighty angel, that's Christ himself. The Bible says, now here the prophet saying, takes the book of the seals and he breaks them. Who breaks the seals?
Is
the Lord Jesus Christ himself breaks them. And then he goes on to say, and he shows the seventh angel. So the mighty angel, amen, when he breaks the seals, he gives to the seventh angel. Amen. And then he says,
what?
For this alone, for this alone, the mysteries of God is the ministry of the seventh angel. We just come through the church ages with even history and prove that. It is the angel's message of the seventh church. All right. Reveals all the mysteries that's been in the past. All the things in the past, Revelation 10:1, that's to be, that's to be. Now remember, in the days of the seventh angel, amen, he's sounding forth, blasting forth the gospel trumpet. This alone, the mysteries of God, is the seventh angel's ministry.
No,
I didn't say that.
And now
he said it himself. This alone, the mysteries of God, is the seventh angel's ministry. And the mysteries of God is not the first pool. Is not the second pool. The mysteries of God we saw is the third pool. The opening of the way. Amen. And that is what catches the rainbow trout. Hallelujah. Now the prophet had friends.
Prophet,
you know, Jack Mo.
Ana Jack Mo.
Amen. Matson Boze.
Ama Matson
now
Boze.
You spoken word readers, you know these names.
Muno Mazdaya, Muno Maziva.
These were some of his close friends. Amen. Some of his best friends.
Zibu,
his
close friends.
Philadelphia Church in Chicago.
Church of Philadelphia, Chicago.
Amen. Life Tabernacle in Shreveport.
Ku Life Tabernacle, Shreveport.
Finding the 1950s.
Buba 1950s.
Amen. Even early 60s.
Gana Buba 1960.
He preached in those churches.
Vai parit zama church.
More than any other church, I think.
Kudari kamang ma church ese.
Amen. Apart from the Branham Tabernacle.
Kuzogo Branham Tabernacle.
Yeah, and of course, there's another church, Angela's Temple.
Angela's Temple.
He preached a lot in that church.
Vai parit zaimo.
Amen. But of these two,
as per my church, my
you then hear him say,
there
were only two churches I really admired,
and I
you know, where he thought the Holy Spirit moved freely. But then at some stage, he says, but they have gone into organization. Philadelphia Church.
Philadelphia.
That's where Matson Boze and others moved out of.
Do brother Matson Boze and Buddha.
Amen. Yes. You read that in Humble Thyself.
Humble Thyself.
I was talking to a statement the other day. That's just organizing a church up at pulled out of an organization. That they had been in.
sangano ravanga vari.
And well, it's brother Boze.
Di brother Boze.
And them church where they had. They had had that great church there for so long. And the Lord has blessed him. Right. Then the people
one
go to a place that they wanted to polish up like the rest of them. They wanted to throw it into an organization. And when they did, those humble Christians in there did not want that. All their life, they have been taught against it. So they walked away from it.
They left that church. In that church where Brother Branham was always preaching. In the place where he was always preaching. He
says
some things were now happening. But these humble Christians, they could not accept it.
Amen.
So they left. Because all their life, where they had put their life, hung their life, it was now against it.
So they walked away from it. Now,
they've
got a group. And the Lord has blessed them. Until they are coming in. I'm up into a big place now again. This little group
just
walked out. Now they are coming up into a big place now. For a church now that puts up about 4,000 or 5,000
people.
They are starting over. And they come to me. Said,
Brother Branham.
Sitting right there in the office. The church office. The other day. So he sees nothing wrong in consulting.
The only problem is, who are you consulting? And what are they going to tell you?
Amen.
So they
recognized
the prophet, this man of God who used to preach for them, preach the word of God. And they realized that, no, this brother does not agree with this. That's why he said it.
Said Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
Right. Says, and he said, one of the leaders, Brother Carlson and them, what must we do? I said,
Digat.
You caused the split. Go back.
Digat. Ah, imi. Magatsemura church. Tokera church kama ngaburi.
Is that what he said? Is
that how you do it? Brother Branham.
Vanhu munonetsa vane zvinhu zvina basa naye.
You get bothered by very small things.
I said,
Ndikat,
find a man to be the shepherd.
Shakaimun ave mufudzi.
Amen. To be a shepherd.
Ave mufudzi.
That is no repetition in all denomination.
Asina zita rakakurumbira masangano.
That's just real good.
Munhu kwaye.
Genuine.
Akamira pachokwadi.
Sweet. Humble brother. That lives the life. God will take care of the rest of it. See, I said, a good pastor that will just feed the sheep and be humble and things. God will do the rest. Not some big know-it-all is coming in. Going to put this in order and this
is
and
this
way.
And
cutting things around. I said it will never You've just got to do it. You've just got it. Amen. So that's one of the churches, eh? Then he speaks of
Jake Moore.
This was Matson Boze.
Who
walked out of his church. Now he speaks of Jake
Moore.
Amen. What house will you build me? 6:5:11:21. Eh?
Life tabernacle.
Now we are going to Shreveport this week. This coming week. For a series of services. Amen. That's Shreveport, a town.
Shreveport.
Now we are going to try. If the Lord willing. Brother Jake Moore. A very good friend of both Brother Perry and I.
Shamari yakanaka yangu na Brother Perry.
And we love Brother Jake.
Tinoda Brother Jake.
So they are going to have some meetings. And he says we are going to try. If the Lord willing. And then he says, Brother Moore, Brother Jake Moore.
Brother
a very
Jake
good
Moore.
Friend of both Brother Perry Green and
Shamari
I.
Yakanaka, yangu na Brother Perry
we
Green.
Love Brother Jake.
Brother Jake tinoada.
What does he say?
Voti.
The message,
Marizo,
I think,
pakufunga kwangu,
kind of baffled him a little.
Yakavati viringitse.
Especially on some of the things that we hold dear.
Zvikuru sei pane zvimwe zvinhu zvakatikoshera isusu.
And believe.
Nezvimwe zvatinotenda isusu.
The message.
Shoko.
Kind of baffled him a little.
Rakavati viringei.
Not the first and second pool.
Oh yes, he was accepted
in those churches. But what baffled Jake
Moore?
The message.
Marito.
Especially on some of the things that we hold dear and
believe.
That it came to us through the opening of the seven seals. As we believe it. Such as serpent seed, eternal secret of the believers, and so forth. Some of those messages that may be to others, we don't think this is hard, but you've got to open your heart to truth.
Asi, unofanirwa kuzarura moyo wako, kuzarurira chokwadi.
Amen. You have to open your heart to what? To truth.
Unofanirwa kuzarura moyo wako, kuzarurira chokwadi.
We believe.
Tinotenda.
That we are living in the end time.
Kuti tiri kurarama mazuva ekupedzisira.
That's just so real to us.
Izvi zvinobatika kwatiri.
That we are just at the end of the road.
Kuti tiri pakumagumo erwendo.
So brother, sister.
Saka amanzvadzi.
She must be able to recognize.
Unofanira kucherechedza.
Amen, the dispensation.
Muganhu wenguva.
So help me God that with this holy vesture I may clothe the bride of Christ. Amen. What was that? The sword in his hand. And that voice said, is the third pool. Amen. When he was holding that sword, the voice said, this is the sword of the king. Amen. It didn't say a king. But the king. And there's only one king. That is God himself. And his sword is his word. Amen. So the sword is the holy vesture. The king's sword is the word. The word.
Soko.
The opening of the word.
Kuzaruwa
the mysteries revealed.
Jagalanzika
the opening of the seals.
Kuzaruwa
the third pool.
Hallelujah.
You are not missing something, brothers.
Apana chamuru kupota, ama.
Amen. When you come to the third pool,
sometimes. Maybe it's us preachers who have a problem with the way we bring these
things.
People get afraid.
Thunders. But brother, sister, this is simple. This is how we are seeing it. The third pool. The opening of the way. The mysteries revealed. The sword that came down.
Amen.
So you are not missing anything.
It's
actually a step higher. You are getting more. Healing is in the third pool. Amen. Yes. So we saw first pool. Healing. Second pool. Right. Discernment. Right. Okay, prophesying.
Profita.
Knowing the secrets of the heart. And then third pool. Amen. The opening of the word. The mysteries revealed. But we find even 1965. The prophet was still praying for this. He was still designing. So in the third pool, you still have those things. Amen. But when you come to the third pool, it's a step higher. It's greater. Amen. In the third pool, you are promised, amen, spoken word manifestation. The prophet said, missing limbs will be restored. That's the operation of the third pool.
This
is the third brother. Chikafu changu chakusava.
My wit
then
is
you
wilting.
Speak the word.
What our shock.
I.
Inini.
Not let's pray.
Kwete katina matea.
Says
matea.
I.
Inini.
Give you rain.
Ndiri kukupa mvura.
Amen. See, when the spies crossed over the Jordan,
vashori pakayambuka Jordan.
They brought the fruit of the land.
Vakauya.
When they came back,
those
when they came back, they came with the fruit of the land and gave to a people who were not yet in the land. So these people, they ate the fruit of the land that they were going into. They did not say, because we ate the fruit, there is no need of going to the land. No, brother, sister. There is more. These are the fruits of the land. This is only the evidence of the land that it is a good land. Yeah. You are having it with measure. But when you go into the land, you have it without measure. So the third pool, brother, sister, let you speak your food on the table. Because the third pool created squirrels. The third pool spoke life into a dead fish. The third pool gave life, salvation to Sister Hetirite's two boys. And he said, what you have seen temporarily, you are going to see it in its full manifestation. So it's a promise to the church. So brother, sister, we are being prepared for that. We are not going backwards. Amen. A blast. Seven angels appeared. The prophet was told, go back to Jeffersonville. The seven seals will be opened. He tells us
anotiudza,
when it opened in a symbol form.
Pazvakazaruka mufananidzo.
That is the Revelation chapter 6 verse 1.
Zvakazarwa 6:1.
Says it thundered.
Hanzi pakatinhira.
When it opened in symbol form.
Pazvakazaruka mufananidzo.
There was a thunder.
Pakava nekutinhira.
And then a voice said, come
and see. Kati, uyaone.
And when it was placed before John.
Pazvakaiswa pamberi paJohn.
It was a symbol.
Amen.
A white horse rider. But
that
white horse rider, that symbol, has a significance. So the prophet says, when it opened in a symbol form, it thundered. And he says, what about when it opens in its reality form? Now I'm quoting from Seals. How about when it opens in the reality form? So in the vision, the prophet
Provita
was speaking, you know, removing a thorn from his trouser. In the vision, and there was a blast that shook the whole earth. When he came out of it, he thought maybe it meant my death, that I'm going to be killed in a blast or something. Amen. And remember, he said in that vision, God made it so that I would not miss to see where I was. That I was in Tucson. And when the vision was fulfilled, the reality form of Revelation
6:1,
he was in Tucson hunting with the brothers. And he was bending to remove a thorn from his trouser. And said, there was a blast that shook the whole earth. And then seven angels appeared. And he was caught in this constellation of angels. My. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. Now,
that which are holding on to. These are great things.
We cannot allow the devil, you know, to remove our focus from things that matter.
Amen.
Because the third bull, the message, is what prepares you for the rapture. Amen. A thunder.
Kutinira.
God speaking.
Mwari vachitaura.
Because a thunder.
Kutinira.
Is the voice of God.
Izwi raMwari.
When God speaks.
Mwari paanotaura.
So there was a thunder.
Pakava nekutinira.
This is what people heard.
Vanhu ndo zvavakanzwa.
A thunder.
Tinira.
John chapter 12.
John 12.
We are coming to a close. Verse 28.
John 12, 28.
Christ is praying.
Christ achinamata.
Father,
Baba,
glorify thy name.
Besides tarenyu.
That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Father,
Dishe Jesu Christ,
glorify
Baba,
thy name.
Besides tarenyu.
Then came there a voice from heaven.
Pakauya inzwi kubva kudenga.
Saying,
Richiti,
I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
Ndakatori bwinyisa uye ndicharibwinyisa zvakare.
The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. God spoke from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. But the people that were around, the people that stood by him and said it thundered. Jesus said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. God spoke. People said it thundered. Christ answers them. This voice came Not because of me. Amen. So you see, a thunder is the voice of God when God speaks. So when John says, seven thunders uttered their voices, he was about to write what they said. And he was told, seal up those things. Seal up what the thunders uttered and write them not. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery that which are being told to seal up in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, it will be revealed. Amen. The seven thunders are the voice that the angels brought. What is the voice?
Is which he
is the message,
dio marito,
the voice of God
is
in these last days. So you see, brother, sister, a blast
kuputika
on Sunset Mountain,
pagomore sunset,
but according to John,
as maringena John,
a thunder is the voice of God,
is ramari.
Because God spoke,
Mwari,
the people said it thundered.
Kwa
and Christ said this voice came.
Christo akati, izwi iraka uya.
So it was seven voices
mazwi manomwe
of thunder.
Emitinimira.
Is
that scary?
Thunders.
If we hear people saying, now we'll talk about the thunders.
Amen. Unless we should utter Zimwe.
Except if they want to talk about other things.
But the thunders, according to this,
is
the voice of God. Amen. It thundered on Sunset Mountain. Seven
sunset.
Angels came.
And
the prophet was told, go
to
back to Jeffersonville.
Jeffersonville.
The mystery of the seven stars. And standing in the gap we saw.
Standing in the gap
each night, an angel came. To reveal a seal. Amen. And all seven
Sibiso.
Of them came out the same way. Have you noticed the mysterious part of this week? It has been those angels. Of all the time. Amen. In this ministry. I've never been.
And
in the spiritual realms,
as
it's been this time, all this time, it has been healings. But this is the revealing of truth. But by the same spirit. Amen. There was a blast. Amen. A whirlwind came. And he blasted three times. Amen. The brothers that were with the prophet said it thundered. Brother so and so, quickly hide.
Brother so and so, manyai.
Amen. Go into hiding. But the man of God, the prophet was standing. Amen. Because he knew. God was ready to speak. Three blasts. That's what the brothers heard. So when they came to the prophet, what was that? And the prophet told them, God spoke judgment striking the west coast.
Kutonga kuri kuzorova kumahombe kombe kumavirira.
But the brothers heard a thunder. But God spoke. And the prophet heard what the thunder said.
Zvanga zvataurwa nemutinimira.
Judgment striking the west coast.
Kutonga kuchirova kumahombe kombe kumavirira.
He says soon after Alaska almost sank.
Hanzi teverezvo Alaska yakapotsa yanyura.
So the sword.
Munondo,
the way,
shoko,
the third pool,
tatu,
the holy vesture, the
chene,
message,
shoko,
the seven thunders,
minomwe,
the revelation of the seven seals, the capstone.
Hey,
oh my brother, sister. That's our inheritance. Let's stand up on our feet. Ndotsvaka imi moga moyo wangu womshuva anditarire Jesu ndinyaradzei ondotsva kaimi moga moyo wangu womshuva anditarire Jesu ndinyaradzei. Give us the first stanza. Ondino semudashe ugara ineni undinga zokunda wo omuri pandir ndotsvaka ndotsva kaimi moga moyo wangu womshuva anditarire Jesu ndinyaradzei ondino osemudashe and it's preparing the bride for the bride. There are people who will not be found on this earth. Urupere urutishi ndibatsire.
Here and you're saying, Lord, help me.
Ndinokutenda imakandiita rainbow trout.
I thank you. You made me a rainbow trout.
Andi ndikuti ndive ndinozvipotsa.
I don't want to miss it.
Kuti Mwari ndirangarirei.
Say, Lord, help me.
Pandinonzwa shoko rino ndiparidzwa.
Every time I hear your word.
Pandinoverenga.
When I read it.
Pandinoteerera.
When I listen.
Ndipei chizaruro.
Give me the revelation.
Chekuti ndizvione mukati meshoko ramwari.
See myself in the word.
Nokuti riri kutaura pamusoro pangu.
Because it is speaking about me.
Urupero wakadarisinza roko rwako.
Raise your hand.
Chikumbira medu Pastor Mkwesha vaivazvininga.
As we ask our brother Pastor Mkwesha to come and pray for us.
Kumukidza maoko esaya kunasha.
Commit all these hands unto the Lord.
Kutivhara nemuna mata.
And close with the word of prayer.
Let's pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this afternoon. Lord, your children have raised hands. Father, I'm raising my hand also. Lord, we desire revelation. The prophet tells us, oh God, that if we know who God is, then we'll be able to know who we are.
Yes.
Because we're in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Lord, we want to thank you for people in different generations, in different church ages, who realize who they were. We want to thank you, Father, for Sister Jemima. We want to thank you for John the Baptist. We want to thank you for Andrew. We want to thank you for Clement. They realize who they were. We want to thank you for our prophet, William Aaron Branham, in this day, who realized who he was, that he was the seventh messenger. And there was no one going to come after him, oh God. We want to thank you, Father. One time when he was under distress, you showed him seven hills, seven peaks, Lord. And you said, whenever you get distressed, come again. Because these seven peaks, they talk of the first pool, the second pool, and the third pool. Oh God, we are following a message that has been sealed by the Holy Ghost. We are following a message that has been sealed by the pillar of fire. Lord, we thank you for the third pool. We thank you for the sword, the King's sword, oh Father, revealing the word to the children of God and catching that rainbow trout. Oh God, we thank you for this message, oh God. It gives us strength, oh God, and food for many days to come. Strengthen us, oh God, as we go in different places, oh God, as we go to our homes, as we go to the missionaries, wherever we are, we should know where we are standing, Almighty God, that in the third pool ministry, that's where the mysteries are revealed, that's where there's the opening of the word. Oh God, we know if we take the full word, everything else will follow. Help us, oh God, to measure on the major thing, oh God, not on the minor. We pray for every brother, every sister in your divine presence. Lord, all honor, all glory should go back to you, Father. Give us the realization, give us the revelation, wherever we go, that we are manifested thoughts of God. We are manifested children of God. Father, we're eating on the theophany body, on the theophany word that has come in this day, the gem seed, Almighty God. Lord, all the shock has fallen away. We are coming at the end time where the seed is to lay in the sun. Help us, Almighty God, to lay in the sun and ripen, Father, until, oh God, we are gathered into the garner during the rapture. Bless every brother, bless every sister, God. Bless our pastor, bless all the deacons and the trustees, everyone in your divine presence. May they carry the glory that follows this message, Father.
Yes.
We pray as we ask these things. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Yeah.
Here we have Pastor Chakainga from Kariba.
What is this? so tina pastor chakainga kumakaripa
pastor tinotivaripa mwakasimukere tivacherechedze
we're requesting the pastor to stand
oh God bless you God bless you sora tinokucherechedzai mungada mamagara kuno
forgive us we did not recognize you
amen but tinofara kuva nemi
happy to have you
amen tichava nechikwadita kwasana panze amen
we'll have time to greet one another
atasika patinopedzera service yedu chivakuropa fadzei mose unogona kuweva God bless you to the brother
well.
Sister sitting close
to you
amen and you pronounce those blessings here
yeah? Totaura tichivakuropa fadzei
amen kusangana zvakare next Sunday
we'll meet
Amen.
So that the Lord will come, speak to us.
Amen. Sakanga nwa midweek tap services.
Forget our midweek tap services.
Amen. Amen. I believe they are doing us good there.
Eh?
Amen. Tend to waste your message.
Every message believer.
Amen.
Listens to the tap.
Amen. God bless you. Chapua dismissal song.
Chapua rumbot shukuda.